now to join us. 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland and 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Live in the studios of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK here in downtown Portland, Oregon, as we brave Wrath of God 2004. And it looks like it's not... No, I guess there's some small snow. There's the hard kind of pellety snow coming down outside. Which I guess wouldn't be so bad if there wasn't already like 9 feet of it and frozen rain apparently coming later on this evening. So have a good time with that. Oh, and so this guy sent me an email. This guy, I was just talking about that Zeppelin tribute band that I saw in New York. Because here's the thing. So I'm in the club, right? It's called the Continental, I guess. And I'm there. And let's just talk about clubs for a second. You know, there's a dive and then there's a dive. You know? And your first kind of clue as to what sort of place this is when you go into the bathroom and you have to wade ankle deep through whiz to get to the toilet. You know what I mean? It's just the whole... It wasn't even winter. They didn't even have any excuse. You're just going through there and you're hip deep in, you know, old beer, you know, to try to get to the bathroom. It's a bad scene. Anyway. So I'm there and so this band Black Dog is getting ready to play, right? Black Dog, and then the headliner? Sabra Kadabra. Yeah, feel that. And this guy emails me, and apparently they're the same group. Apparently Black Dog, they come out and they open as a Zeppelin cover band called Black Dog. Then they go backstage and they put on their Sabbath outfit and they come out as Sabra Kadabra. That's the best thing ever. Sabra Kadabra.
But they're opening for themselves.
Apparently that's what it is. I guess it's like an infectious grooves kind of a thing. But they open for themselves apparently. Yeah, Black Dog and then Sat. Now I'm... See, because I didn't stay for Sabra Kadabra. Now I'm bummed that I left. Yeah. It's just the stench of bad... I mean, really, there's only so much, like, old, you know... Like urine in the air you can take before you really gotta leave. You know what I'm saying? So I missed Sabra Kadabra. Although it should be noted that over the... Like, Sabra... I don't want to talk... I mean, you know... But, you know, there's, like, band girls. You can always spot the band girlfriend, too. You know, most of these bands, you can always tell.
Hey.
No, because you're not a typical band girlfriend, though. They don't have you hauling amplifiers. You know what I mean? Band girl... You know what I'm talking about, too. And if you spent any time around, you know, clubs or anything, you know what a band girl is. A band girl has got bleach blonde hair, the big, usually fake breasts, you know, dressed like a hoe, and then they've got her hauling a Marshall stack on her back. It's basically like a camel with nice cleavage that they just use, you know, to just haul stuff in and set stuff up on the stage. And then what does the girl do? She goes over and she works the merchandise booth. So during the show, she's over there, t-shirts, cigarettes, you know, she's over there selling CDs of Sabra Kadabra. Why you would want to buy a compact disc of a tribute band is a little bit beyond my understanding, but... Presumably they do, you know, a bit of business because she stood there the entire night, gamely putting on her best face as she tried to sell CDs of a band playing songs by Black Sabbath. Go figure. And of course, they sell the band as being the preeminent Black Sabbath cover band too. That it's apparently indistinguishable from actual Black Sabbath. And since the CDs were like $14.99, it does raise the question even more so about why you would actually want to go purchase that. But I'm not one to quibble in a band's business affairs. In any event, Sabra Kadabra.
What that was.
All right. Hey, coming up this hour, we got Clyde Lewis with news at Ground Zero. We got top five coming up this hour, too. Top five songs from this date in 1994, 10 years ago. Day of the great Tonya Harding knee-whacking episode that's coming up this hour. As well as your phone calls. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. 1-800-727-5955. Now, I've been teasing this. I forgot to mention it last hour. As you know, we are looking for a new voice for Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. We have the two voices. We have Casey, who's the big voice guy. He's the male voice that does the he's back. And then we have Roberta.
This F-Mat could be sponsored by your business.
Right there. And we're moving on. We're going to be getting a different voice, and I'm not sure who we're going to be getting, because radio is just... the field of radio is lousy with guys. It's like you'll never meet anybody in radio that only has one job, first of all. You know, unless they've reached some sort of, like, just like the uppermost strata of the radio industry. You know, they're doing like some big morning show or something. Like, you're never really going to meet somebody that only has, you know, somebody always does a show and then they're like, you know, and then they're like splicing tape on Saturday afternoons or something. Or they're like producing a show, and then they're like doing a show about gardening on Saturday morning, and where they're pretending to care about mulch or something. Or, you know, somebody's doing this, and then they're delivering like, can I just tell you this? I knew a guy who shall remain nameless. I knew a guy that was working on a national radio program who worked for Domino's in the evening. How sad is that? Guy working on a national radio show, and then he go home at night, and it's like, the odds were 1 in 5 if you ordered a pizza. Like, there's that guy bringing your pizza for you. That's radio in a nutshell right there. So you'll never meet, like, every guy in radio who's got a deep voice, because there's this whole, well, we'll talk about it when we get back. This is Tim Riley. He's in the KOTK newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley, live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Okay, so here's how it looks. This afternoon, the snow will change to sleet, then to freezing rain, then blowing snow will reduce visibility to a quarter mile or less, especially around the gorge, where there's a blizzard warning in effect. Snow accumulation 3 to 6 inches, storm total accumulation 6 to 10, highs near 30, although it's only 22. Tonight, rain and freezing rain, lows about 30, and then tomorrow it'll change to plain old rain and warm up and be back into the 40s. So, that's that. Apple Computer CEO Steve Jobs has pumped a little more life into the digital music scene, announcing this morning at the Macworld Expo in San Francisco that a smaller, less expensive iPod will hit store shelves next month. You know, less expensive when it comes from Apple, though. You just got to take that with the biggest grain of salt, because Apple stuff, I don't turn this into a whole...
It's worth it.
You can't, as I say, you can't start... You provoke the Apple people, and it's just, you just have a plague on you for the rest of your life. But Apple stuff is just so freaking overpriced to begin with, though, that I can't even imagine what they're knocking it down to.
You needn't buy anything else, though.
Yeah, okay.
The iPod Mini will retail for $249 and hold 1,000 songs.
Well, that's not too bad.
Hey?
That's okay.
No, that's no difference than a Nomad or
that's,
anything.
No, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. No argument there. Time for the Mad Cow Update.
Here's your Mad Cow Update.
USDA officials say DNA testing confirms that Holstein with mad cow disease in Washington came from Canada. At a news conference in Washington, D.C., officials said the test results will allow investigators to intensify their search for the source of the disease, most likely contaminated feed, and also may lead to the destruction of cows that may have been infected.
It's because there are filthy, stinking people in Canada. That's why.
Well, the first U.S. case of mad cow disease was the cow born in Alberta in 1997. Then it moved to a Washington dairy farm to search for a better life in 2001. It was slaughtered on December 9th and test confirmed on December 22nd. It had mad cow disease. Precautions have been taken, and of course, nobody's been sick. And that's today's Mad Cow Update. It's also been reported that Courtney Cox is pregnant. Courtney Cox expecting her first child with David Arquette. She's been trying to have a baby for years, but several of her pregnancies ended in miscarriage.
It's because God keeps getting rid of your fetuses because he doesn't want more Arquettes in the world. Okay? It's a message from God. God keeps getting rid of the zygote because he doesn't want more Arquettes.
Say that.
That's pretty harsh.
I'm just telling you what is obvious to the outside observer. What am I saying that's incorrect? Nature is, you know, just getting rid of him, like, right in the bud because he doesn't want more Arquettes around. I mean, God's motives maybe are up for debate, but I mean, I'm just saying. You know, to be like that Matthew Lillard guy wanting to have kids, you'd want to step in and stop that.
Next news, when it happens, I'm Tim Riley.
All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-595. It's like I'm surprised he hasn't stricken Larry King or something, you know? Some spinal disease. You keep that guy from, you know, popping out more children. You know, it's like Tony Randall's the same way. Didn't Tony Randall or somebody just have another kid and he's like 85? You know, it's not enough. There's not enough, you know, interjection in his life by the Almighty. What was I saying? Oh, so before I give you the how-to on how to audition to become the new voice of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK, I'm just saying the reason that we're kind of, as they say in management, thinking outside the box. And can we just start hitting people in the nuts if they say that ever again? Like, the next person that says thinking outside the box, you just kick them right in the sack and tell them not to say it anymore. It's because radio is
what if it's a girl?
Well, you know, I'll just use your own judgment at that point. But radio is just full of people that have more than one job. Every, like 90% of the people in radio got outside work because radio pays like so, like it doesn't even pay chicken feed. It just pays dirt, right? And so every guy in radio that has a deep voice gets side work being a voice guy, right? Because radio is filled with people who don't actually have any talent. They've just got the deep voice. They're not really any good at what they do. You know, and they don't actually have any ability. They were just born with a voice that's way down here, which they augment by smoking Winstons all day long. And that's really the only... I mean, before Christmas, Henry did a great bit. Phil Henry did a great bit Christmas before he was playing like a, I don't know, like an afternoon, like an evening or afternoon DJ, you know, who had the deep voice. And he totally nailed it, because there's a lot of those guys that they don't really have anything original or exciting to say, but they can say it between Bachman Turner Overdrive records right here on Rock 95. And those guys, that's all that they do. It's like if their voice was taken away, they would have no ability to do anything. If their voice suddenly became high-pitched, it's like my voice is sort of pinched and nasal, so I have to make up for it with my superior wit and guile. But these guys, that's all they do is they just sit there and they say, we're going to have Bob Seger coming up later on. And after that, we're going to be doing The Quiet Storm, some of the music for you lovers out there. It's another edition of Love Notes coming up tonight at 10 o'clock, followed by Andrea Chepowski, and she'll be taking you all night until the wake-up crew comes in here at 6 a.m. Just got into nothing. Just absolute, like, abject lack of talent. And so all those guys have to augment their salaries by just going in the back room and, you know, saying a thing, you know, rhythmic 106.5, crank it up, tear off the knob, and those guys all sound the same. They all sound like exactly the same guy. So to that end, we are going to be taking auditions for people who want to try to be the new voice for Hot Talk to Nettie KOTK. You don't have to have any radio experience. You don't even really have to be able to speak properly. It's like as long as you can operate a phone, pretty much you can audition for this. So here's what you do: get a pen, you just write down this number. It's 503-972-3066. Is that right? Is that the right number?
That is the one.
Yeah, 503-972-3066. And you call there, and you'll have a little greeting that kind of explains everything to you. And you call, and just, you know, whatever it is you want to use for an audition, I'll have you leave like a 30-second audition of what you can do. You know, you don't have to, don't feel like you have to be, you know, one of the coming up, another 12 in a row, you know, some big puking, you know, DJ a-hole guy. You don't have to, you can just sound like whatever you want. Man, woman, young, old, doesn't matter. You can sound however you want, say whatever you want. You can say whatever you want for your audition. Try to keep it short, because it's like, because we got small attention spans here. And if it's like longer than 15 or 20, you know, 25 seconds, we're just going to start to drift away and we're just going to delete it. So, there's a thing that explains, just leave your name, your phone number. But call 503-972-3066, and you can audition, throw your hat in the ring to be the new voice of Hot Talk to Nettie KOTK. And as days go on, you know, we're going to be kind of winnowing those down, you know, going through them and weeding some out and keeping others, and then we'll see where we are here in a couple of days. So I think we're going to be doing it for, I don't know, we'll probably do it for a few days here. So we'll probably today, tomorrow, and then on Thursday we'll see where we are with it. So the number is 503-972-3066. You call that number and leave your audition to be the new voice for Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. So there you go. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955 in the COOV. Brian, what do you got?
Oh, I was just wanting to add to your dumbest thing that bosses say, and that another one besides thinking outside the box is seeing the forest through the trees.
Seeing the forest through the trees. And, in fact, I got right here, and it's funny you should say this, because I got this from the SunSentinel.com, which I guess is a Florida paper. But they've got a whole thing of it. They did a poll. They polled these people about words and phrases that have recently come into being that they want stricken from the English language as we begin 2004. And forest for the trees isn't on there, and thinking outside the box isn't on there either, because I think the only reason thinking outside the box isn't on this list of words and phrases to ban is because I think we all kind of realize that it sounds terrible. It's like... what's another one we ought to get rid of? Well, one of the list, well, like number three here is, and it's one of those words that you don't know if people still use it seriously or not, but it's bling. And I think bling is one of those words that is now only used in an ironic sense or by people who are trying to look a lot younger than they really are. I don't know that the kids actually talk about bling anymore.
I mean, I think it's just middle-aged white guys.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's guys, you know. It's like in Times Square, you know, you in New York, there's the street vendors all the time, and they get their suitcases full of, you know, bootleg jewelry and whatever, hot merchandise they're trying to sell you. And there's, honey, would you, honey, there's a man selling some bling. Get, do you have the, do you take traveler's checks? You know, there's the guy trying to sell you, like, the Rolex for, like, $9, you know, and the big, like, Playboy bunny medallion on the platinum chain or whatever. So, yeah, forests or the trees. Yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah,
so you're talking about, like, no I in team, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, there's no, except there's a lot of them that are really reasonable. I mean, like, there's no I in the word team, there's that one. And there was, like, remember when everything was the information superhighway? And there was a couple years ago, like in 97, 98, they, all right, we'll do the whole list here in a few, but back in, like, 1998, everything had E in front of it. It was all, like, e-commerce. You know, everything was e-commerce, and some people just said the economy, and there was e-romance, and there was, you know, whatever, e-business, and all that stuff. It was ridiculous. Anyway, we got this whole list, though, of, they have a list of 17 words and phrases that need to be banned as overused and irritating. We'll get to that when we come back. It's 503-250-TENETTI in Portland. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Stay there. We'll be back after this. It's Run the MC.
Live from Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, Sarah Dillon has the traffic.
Yeah.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
And Sarah totally nailed it, too. There's nothing worse than the smugness of the stupid anchor people sitting inside at their desk while some intern has to stand outside with a cup of water outside so they can demonstrate that water freezes when it's 19 degrees below zero out there.
They must have learned that at OMSI.
Yeah.
And as you can see, there's snow on the ground behind me, which will continue to be here throughout the day.
There's some guy out there, you know, and some guy who's 12 feet away from the station, no less, just sitting out there for no readily apparent reason. It's a lot of fun. In just a moment, we'll welcome Clyde Lewis to the show. Let's get Dan here on Hot Talk Today, KFTK. What's up?
Hey, Rick, this is Dan.
What do you got, man? What do you got?
Oh, hey, one of those words that has to go, / expressions, is handcrafted.
Handcrafted. You know, because, and you know, the thing is, you know what's handcrafted is a sandwich that I made, you know, yesterday. Nothing else that says handcrafted is ever really handcrafted.
Handcrafted beer, handcrafted pizza, handcrafted furniture.
Yeah, nothing that there's more than one of in a store is handcrafted. Unless you consider the millions of small Nicaraguan hands that made it for, you know, like 3 cents a week. That's what it is. They ought to just cut to the chase and, you know, sweatshop crafted. That's what they ought to call it.
Yeah. Can I just tell you, it's a crappy day to be a mailman.
Dude, I can't even imagine, because you guys got to just, you know, you got to trudge through all of this crap, and then you got to take guff from people who are upset that their mail's late, you know? So, yeah. No wonder. No wonder they're always just cranky and grumpy. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show our good friend Kristen in accounting, who joins us here. How are you?
Hey, I'm well.
What's up with you, sister?
You know, Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank you.
There's so much to discuss in so little time.
Yes.
Now, I was going to say, one of my least favorite expressions, like you were talking about, is make sure everyone's on the same page.
On the same page, or the other one that managers love is to make sure that people are on board with it.
Yeah. No, I'm not on board anything.
They're on board, so they're on the same page, they've networked, so they're all up to speed.
I'm on board the ship of Kristen.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Anything else is...
Yeah. Another thing I could do without the word metrosexual at this point.
Yeah, that has gotten the overuse thing going.
And it happened within like 3.5 days. It's like one week we didn't know what the word metrosexual was, and then about a week and a half later we never wanted to hear anybody use it ever again.
Exactly.
Anytime my mom is using it's like bling. Anytime that your grandmother could conceivably be using something while she's, you know, shopping at a Woolworths, you know that a word has overstayed its welcome.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I'm in total agreement.
All right. Well, you gonna do now that we're back in New Year, you gonna drop it and see us?
Yeah, I was gonna do that today, but you know.
But then with the unpleasantness.
I took the bus today.
Excellent.
As you were saying, you know, God love the bus drivers, the mailmen. They're all out today.
Man, nobody appreciates how great public transit is in the city until something like this happens, or they go to another town, because it's like they got to keep the trains and buses running all the time now, because they don't want to freeze up, and plus with the lack of cars on the road, it's pretty easy to get around today on public transportation.
Can I tell you just really quickly? I got on the bus today, and we had been standing there a while, you know, but they said everything would be delayed. But I get on the bus. This woman behind me starts hassling the bus driver about being late.
Oh, eat me.
It's like, you know, everybody just, you know, get out and walk.
Seriously, the next, you know, the next person today who complains about something being late ought to be just, you know, punched repeatedly.
You know what, like you were saying, go live back east for a little while and see how much fun the snow is all winter long.
Yeah, go to Colorado. They're going to have no sympathy. There you go. There's a lovely and talented Kristen from accounting. Let's welcome to the show our good friend, the original Harry Scary Guy, host of his own damn fine radio program, Clyde Lewis.
In my neighborhood, they bought lunch for my mailman, actually.
Well, yeah, because it's like sleet, snow, sludge, gloom of night.
That my neighbor, Katya, walked into the Ross Island Grocery today, and she says, I'm buying lunch for Biz, who's my mailman.
Yeah.
And so I guess Biz gets a free lunch or a free coffee or something today from there because he's been doing a good job.
The people complain, you know, even, you know, and I'm a big, I kind of raise complaining and grousing to an art form, but even I know not to complain about this.
I know today you can't be too demanding today on anyone because the snow is, it's something that you have to deal with. And I think that we need to be human beings here. You know, you can't be, you know, complaining to a bus driver if he's late or anything like that. You just have to deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, we have to live together in harmony.
All right. Hey, what's coming up in the world of grunge? You're not doing your thing tonight, probably.
I don't know. That's the thing. I haven't heard. A lot of people that I know want to come out tonight. I don't know. We have a lot of people who come out and hear me speak on Tuesday nights. I don't know if the weather is going to be any better. People do come out. I mean, they're diehards. They'll come out and be there. And I think I am going to be there because there will be people there that want me to be there. And I'll try and do something interesting and fun. But in the meantime, I don't know what's going to happen.
Because your people will storm the streets if you're not there.
Something like that. I don't know. But a lot of interesting things have been happening lately. I don't know if anybody... I was talking about this on my show. I didn't really go into great detail. But I guess Iran, after the earthquake, got hit by a large meteorite. And it took out a residential area.
Those guys have got to be feeling good. Yeah. Earthquake, meteorite, toads.
And then Spain got hit by a meteor shower the other day. People were getting their houses were being hit by rocks from space. So, I mean, you know, that's kind of freaky. And then Princess Diana is in the news again, of course. The inquest has begun. And they finally named who the person was that was plotting to kill her.
And this is according, and I saw this morning, this is according to her own letters.
Prince Charles.
Yeah, she claimed they have a letter from Princess Diana in which she claims that she thinks Prince Charles was getting ready to tamper with the brakes on her car.
Yeah.
And have her snuff it in the tunnel.
So this is getting rather interesting when you consider that I have said that I believe that
just look at him.
The royals.
No, just look at him. He's obviously, you know, the thing is, he's obviously an evil little prig. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can tell just by, you know, Prince Charles always has that look on his face like he just smelled some particularly offensive flatulence. You know
exactly.
What I mean? He's always got that look on his face like, did someone break wind in here? Look.
I'm not making any friends either from people who listen to my program and hear what I had to say about Howard Dean the other day. I'm getting hate mail, all kinds of hate mail from people. Because I said that Howard Dean is not a guy that you should be looking to try and dethrone George Bush. It's kind of stupid, if you ask me. He's a Mick candidate, and to be honest...
He's a Mick candidate?
Mick candidate.
He's
a paint-by-numbers, thrown-together, manufactured candidate. And the reason why he's there, and I'll tell you why he's there, to throw a schism into the mix. And for those of you who don't know what
is that, like throwing a snizzle?
A shiznizzle, a schism into the mix. And he's there to divide the Democratic Party. And so, and even Ralph Nader's backing me up on this, because I heard Ralph Nader the other day. He was on Crossfire. The guy was just kicking major butt.
Ralph Nader's great, man. You don't want to. The thing is about Ralph Nader, that you get into a fight with that guy, and he's just going to cut your head off.
Oh, yeah. And Nader was saying the same thing. He says, you know, you think Howard Dean's going to save you? He's not going to save you. He's there to throw a schism into the mix, and he is. You know, there are people out there that are more progressive than Howard Dean, like Kucinich, for example. We're avoiding these people. You know, we're avoiding the people who really, I think, honestly want to be a candidate instead of, you know, having all kinds of people backing him up with money. And, you know, we have an alternative and this is it. No, you have plenty of alternatives if you want. But, no, you want to fall into the category of voting in a bonesman, you know, a skull and bones guy or a somebody that's involved in the elitist secret society, you know. It's like, I know this sounds like conspiracy dogma, but it is. I mean, these guys, man, they're the dark people who dance in the background, and then they come out and they say, oh, by the way, I want to be your candidate. We go, okay, and we follow along like a bunch of sheep. So, I mean, you know, yeah, I'll get the hate mail, and I'll stand proud with my hate mail because, you know, it just means that I'm getting under your skin, and that's what I want to do is I want to get under your skin, and I want you to start thinking about the decisions you're going to be making this year because, you know, this year is going to go slower than last year. It's going to feel like you're going slow, and there's going to be all kinds of crazy stuff going on, more crazy than last year. In fact, it just seems to me that we're... You know, with all the scares that happened, with all the cry wolf that happened during the holidays, something is up, something's in the works, and when an election year, you can imagine that something major is going to happen in this country that's really going to make us think.
All right, we're going to do this. We're going to come back. We got more on the way, including today's top five, the top five songs from the day of the great Tonya Harding knee whacking. It's all coming up. Plus, more with Clyde Lewis, your phone calls and all that. Like us at 3, world famous Phil Henry Show at 7, and continuing updates on Wrath of God 2004. Stay there. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
It's getting even better watching Channel 8. And there's a woman standing up back with a microphone in her hand. She's holding the microphone down by her feet so you can hear the sound that her feet are making as they walk through the snow. Because we're all five.
Doesn't she kind of look like Chelsea Clinton? Did you see her?
Now, she looks like somebody who's being paid too much to do what she's doing.
You know what I'd pay to see? I'd pay to see those idiots make a snowman. That way they can show us the right way to do it.
What? Seriously?
They made one on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you missed it the other day. Oh, the Blazer game has been canceled.
Oh.
The Blazers will be driving around their SUVs high on pot tonight.
Excellent. Well done. So,
yeah. Making snow angels and stuff.
Yeah, avoid any navigators you see on the road, okay? Because it's going to be one big cloud in there. All right. We're going to roll the top five here in a moment. Let's talk to our good friend Diana downtown. What's up, sister?
Oh, not much. They closed the health clinic and threw us out, so
everything,
back home.
Everything everywhere, man, is just everything except the deli from this morning is closed. Everything is gone to hell today.
Should I cancel my speaking engagement tonight?
You know, there will be people there. Yeah. I'm not sure. I don't think I'm going to make it. It looks like we're getting a...
Well, that'd be a heartbreak if you couldn't make it.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Okay.
But I had to tell you, I downloaded the montage.
The montage. Oh, it's,
yeah.
You go to rickemerson.com. There is a 90-second montage of the June Bigger Than Jesus performance, which we put up there so people who were in the audience could maybe see themselves. And if you didn't go there, you could get a feeling for what it's like. So.
Well, like I said, I was there in June, and I'll be there on the 17th. I have my ticket already.
Way to help the whoring. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, also, I sent you a really great email about drinking water. It's got a wonderful picture. You've got to see it. You're going to love it. And I bet you're going to put that on the website.
All right, excellent. There you go. There's Diana downtown to help me get my pimp on there.
Hey, we're pimping
well
in my forum, too.
Excellent. You can buy those tickets, by the way. It's the performance is next Friday. There's four performances. First one is next Friday. You can go to rickemerson.com. Major credit cards accepted. Here's your top five for Tuesday.
4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Counting is wonderful, counting is marvelous, counting is the best thing to do. Counting is happiness, counting is ecstasy. I love to count.
Don't you? Here's Tim Riley in the KFTK Newsroom with today's top five.
And it was on this date, 1994, that goons appeared out of nowhere and gave Nancy Kerrigan a knick-knack paddywhack right on her left knee.
Yay!
The thugs were allegedly operating at the behest of Tonya Harding, an unfairly maligned woman, and an unjustly tarnished hero to millions. Let's turn an inquisitive eye back to that moment in time and take a look at these, the top five songs of that day, January 6, 1994. Honorable mention, tag team, and whoop, there it is.
What the hell were we thinking as a country? This is like one gigantic cultural brain lapse here. And because of sporting events like the Force or hemorrhoids, this is going to be with us forever.
Maybe if we have enough snowstorms, all the sporting events will be canceled.
the time.
You don't have to cancel them for 40 years to get rid of this song. What the hell was America thinking that we made this like a number one song? I wonder if we could like fly around the earth several times and change the direction.
Just turn the heck back the
heads of time. Heads of time.
And there was like three different knockoffs of this song. That's how popular it was.
I'm so embarrassed by my generation and everything about it.
At number five, Meatloaf. I do anything for love.
That's music. That's music. Whatever happened to Meatloaf? Oh, the music of that album. Now, what will he do?
What? It's like 10 years later. Shouldn't everybody know the answer to this by now?
No.
It's like knowing the mysteries of the night the lights went out in Georgia.
Shouldn't it be anything for love that I won't do?
I can't. I don't even have the energy to explain it. Watch the behind the music.
Well, it always comes down to it, doesn't it? I'll do anything except that. You know, what is it?
Yeah, that's what Kobe heard.
I'm sure the...
Yeah, Kobe.
Sure the answer's on the internet.
At number four, Bryan Adams, Rod Stewart and Sting, All for Love.
You know, every one of those guys in that group have a hoarse voice.
And they all have the same hair.
Yeah.
It's like... And this is for that terrible Three Musketeers movie, isn't it?
And I never thought I'd know it's from that movie.
I escaped radio just at the right time, right before I would have had to play this. You know, the thing is, they were all assembled in one place at one time. I mean, if one of those senior citizens had stuck the gas pedal in, you know, just the right moment, we could have taken out three musical boxes all at once. I'll be a fire in your night.
Ugh. Oh, man. Number three in the Ace of Base, All That She Wants.
Monkey Rock. Picture monkeys, you know, swinging from trees.
What the hell is that?
I have no idea, but every time I heard the Ace of Base, I was like, this is monkey music.
It's all, all I remember is that the chicks in this group are really hot.
They
That's
are.
The only thing I remember.
It was like ABBA.
Swedish or Danish?
Yeah, they were like some ABBA light.
And all their
going
songs sound the same.
Well, it's all that the Casio demo mode.
They don't speak English either, so
they have to think phonetically, yeah. Like with the Scorpions.
Number two, Janet Jackson and Again.
This is the last good era of Janet Jackson before she became some weird...
With that marionette face.
She became some weird Madame Tussaud figure. Yeah, she looks like a bad Terry Gilliam animation now.
Back off. Well, Janet,
I guess. I don't know. This is right about the time I completely lost interest in her career.
Number one, Mariah Carey with Hero.
God, talking about a musical named Dear. What the hell was going on with this in 1994?
Except for Meatloaf.
Yeah.
I think the only reason why Mariah Carey is popular is because she's, you know, she's got big ones, you know.
She doesn't, though. They're not all that big.
They are big.
No.
She's more boob than body.
No, she's got the ass.
She doesn't really have the boobs, though. So they say, you know, we don't play Mariah Carey, but we do her.
All right, we'll be back to wrap it up. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Stay there.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Got an opinion? Email Rick Emerson day or night at rick@rickemerson.com. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, don't forget, if you want to audition to be the new voice of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK, just call this number, 503-972-3066, and leave yourself a little audition there. There'll be some instructions. You'll hear the lovely dulcet tones of Sarah Dillon's voice telling you kind of what to do once you call. That's 503-972-3066.
6'6". We'd like to be auditioned to be the new voice of Hot Talk Tonight, KOTK. Clyde Lewis, so the word on tonight is?
Still on. I mean, you heard Diana saying there will be people there, and it happens. I mean, you know, they'll come through. They'll go through fire and brimstone just to come out. Tonight.
Nothing can keep the people of the. It is the year of the Clyde.
I love my audience. They come through for me all the time. So.
No, we've decided that 2004 really is the year of the Clyde.
Really?
So yes,
well,
nothing can keep your people down. Let's quickly talk to Casey, a full time listener here in Southeast Portland. What's up, man?
Hey, F Matt with a RC10 GT with paddle tires.
This F Matt could be sponsored by your business.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I was. I'm your lovely employee that's actually out working today at
okay,
the lovely hobby shop out in Beaverton on Canyon Road, where we are open until 6 tonight.
See, but listen to that.
Wait a minute. Are you out of Tammy's Hobbies?
I am talking about Tammy's Hobbies.
That's where I bought my first remote control car when I was a kid.
Yeah, we've had that discussion. You need to come out and we need to get some paddles for that thing and go out and play in the snow.
Yeah,
I don't have it anymore.
Or a girlfriend. You know, one of the two. There you go. That's Casey in Southeast Portland. There you go. All right, Tammy's Hobbies. Open till 5 tonight. There you go. 503-250-1080 in Portland. Make a note of it. We're going to be back in 21 hours. Come hail or high water or oobleck for the KOTK Noon News Hour. That's tomorrow. I'll miss it. We'll be back. We want to thank CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop, Ross Walker, Bill Bradley, Tanya Harding, Mary Vohm, Martin Sheen, Elijah Wood, Kristen from accounting, Jolie from the front desk, Clyde Lewis, who will be there at Bodacious Classics tonight at what, 7?
Yeah.
Give or take?
Give or take.
All right. So we'll be back tomorrow, as always. So be safe out there tonight. Be careful. And drive slowly and with great caution and care. The Rick Emerson Show is produced today and every day by the lovely Sarah Dillon for Hot Talk Tonight KOTK. In the newsroom, Tim Riley, executive producer, F. Matt Peterson. As always, don't let the bastards grind you down. We'll be back at noon tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Be safe. Bye.
Viva La Mojo.
Live from Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.